4.0. EDG 011511205092 6, audio. To be perfectly frank, I'm currently wondering if it's possible to use vacuum tubes in space. Yes, they're energy intensive. However, on the other hand, they're very reliable little heaters, at least on Earth. We know that there are now vacuum tubes with no visible filaments and vacuum tubes with gas. In our experience, vacuum tubes with no visible filaments are better insulated than gas tubes. Nevertheless, gas tubes should transfer heat from the filament more efficiently. I know, we're still at the very beginning. No technical specifications, no thermal calculations, and no anticipation of the R's level. Speaking of which, let's try a preliminary ranking. 1. Vacuum tubes. 2. Gas-filled vacuum tubes. 3. SCR electronic relays. 4. Mechanical relays. 5. Individual transistors. 6. Integrated circuits. 7. Microchips. In short, the smaller the electronic component, the more problematic its R's level will be. And here we have a connection to studies using terrestrial components without R's levels. Currently, I don't know if any studies have been conducted on vacuum tubes in space. If not, this point needs clarification. In space without heat, you're dead. I'm not saying the entire SSV should be tube-based, what I'm saying is that this avenue needs to be explored for safety reasons. To quote myself, the SSV must have enough electricity to sell. By using tubes in specific locations, the entire area near the tube will receive heat, and this is not a disadvantage for material strength. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 15, 2025.